Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Everybody, my name is Lisa Mosier, and I am the director of Speaker Academy Elite. And what I do is I help empower and equip purpose-driven people to share their message in a way that truly connects with the heart of their audience so that they can grow their business and impact the world. And I am super excited to be here for my first Facebook Live with this topic with my good friend, Daphne Smith. Hey, Daphne.
Hey, Fran.
We were just chatting for a couple minutes before this because we didn't want to really talk too much about it, but we were just chatting and I was like, this is going to be so fun because it's like literally sitting in the living room talking to your girlfriend. So I'm really glad that you guys are all here. You're in the right place. We're going to talk today. So what I want to, Daphne and I were talking about is I want to discuss with everyone is the importance of and how a speaking coach, speaker coach, communication coach can really help with not only with what you want to present, but growing your business, you're making a bigger impact. And so a lot of people think, well, I don't want to be like a speaker on a stage or something, but they have a business that they want to promote or get it out there, Daphne. So they really, really struggle with the, well, should I get somebody to help me or how should that work? But it really is kind of a game changer. And so I wanted to start with you, especially because you and I have been friends, right? And you and I are both been speakers for a lot of years. And when I met you, you had been speaking. I think you told me earlier today that you think you've been up there for about 20 years, right? Doing it. Yeah.
Which is hard to believe because, you know.
I know, girl. Well, mine's been 30. So that's, right? So when we were talking about speaker, like especially Speaker Academy Elite and, you know, how is that going to affect people? You and I, you were kind of, what everybody doesn't know, is my soundboard because I had worked with you and then putting it all together, you know, we'd worked together and all the things. And so I said, you know what? I think for the first, what do you call these? Facebook Live that we do about this, I wanted to see if you would do it with me because you were kind of there in the beginning of this process. And we've known each other through all that. So I asked you the question. What was the question that I asked you? when we were chatting about this.
So what you wanted to know is what value I have found in this process. And as you mentioned, you know, I've been on a platform for at least 20 years. And really, if I did the math, it's probably longer.
I don't want to admit that.
So being transparent, being me, being the truth teller that I am, I thought, you know, I love my girl. Is there really anything I can learn from her? Because I've had so much experience. She does a great job. I know she has value to add, but for somebody who's a veteran,
right?
What would I gain from it? And as we worked through and talked about the units and the modules and all of the tools and the training that you provide, I realized that I upped my game. And you instilled some new skills. It's kind of like, you know, when we all got our first cell phone, right?
Yes.
It worked then. Yeah. But how many generations and upgrades have happened since then?
Oh,
and that's
good.
The same thing with us as speakers. We need to remain relevant. So whatever worked 20 years ago is boring and outdated today.
Yes. And we were talking about that when we said how and I know it's one of the things, because you had just mentioned one of the things that you want to talk about. I'm like, that is so true, because we talked about back when we started in the day, it was getting on that stage and kind of like in a performance, so to speak. You know, you had a choreographed, I'll walk up here and I'll walk back here and this is what I'm doing. I mean, yes. And I still work with people today in my course that are still regimented like that. you know, because that's the training that they had years ago, that they're the movement. Not that that's not stuff that we need to do, obviously, but they're so, it's so different now when truly the importance is connecting and authenticity and connecting with your audience. And that's such a piece that people miss, or they don't think it's as important as it truly is. And so, you know, for the first module that we work through is the passion module. And I did that specifically for a reason, because we have to dig really deep in that. So anyway, I know what I want to talk about today with in our short time is that I want you to kind of share three things that you've learned in this process with working together and, you know, what it's done for your business as far as, you know, learning kind of new skills.
Yeah, sure. We're happy to. So one of the things that resonated most with me that you taught me was that confidence to, and these are the exact words you gave me. You own it, sister. You own it.
And sounds like
it was. I mean, do you remember that?
I do. Yes.
I clearly remember that. And it was not so much the message, right? Because like I knew my message, but it was owning the literal stage. Because when we're up there, it's ours. Right. And if we are intimidated by it, then it's going to convey to our audience. And so to get up there and just straight up have that confidence and say, I'm going to own this no matter what. This is my house. This is my platform. Goodness, it totally escalated and elevated my energy, which is something the audience needs to have. So that was the first one.
Absolutely.
The second, you've already touched on a little bit, and that's connect. It's the being real. It's taking away some of that performance or that canned aspect, letting it be, you know, kind of the hip word, more organic. You don't want to go there and wing it. That's not what we're talking about. What you want to do, what we want to do is we want to get on that platform, have the confidence, and then make the connection because we are real. Not because we have memorized every single word and we can dictate it like a script.
Yeah.
Where's the connection on that? Yes. To have the ums and the ahs and the pauses appropriately, not to have to worry about, again, that performance so much, because then we're disconnecting.
Right.
You know, right. So the confidence and the connection.
Well, and stop there a second, because you and I were at I won't say the name of the speaking thingy, but you and I went together with another friend to the speaking thingy, and we were watching the speakers practicing and things. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Because, and I get it, that it was just teaching people how to get better and to get better. And I get all that, but they were counting. They were literally counting how many times you said, like whatever. And somebody was testing you and counting the little thingies. And if you walked backwards in the wrong, I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, how is somebody going to relax and have fun if all they're worried about? And again, I get the one part of it, but on the reverse, it's like, okay, we got to lighten up a little bit here. We got to lighten up and have some fun, because we've all seen those speakers. I, you know, and what is the one thing that I always challenge you with? Because I know without even saying, I know. Well, what is the one thing I always challenge you a little bit with when it comes to speaking? What do I always say?
Lighten up, be real, don't be so polished, because this is what happens. And that particular speaking thingy, it's our new official term. What they were doing is they were teaching the mechanics.
Yes.
And when we know the mechanics, we know it up here. And if we're up here, we can't be out there and we can't be in here connecting with our audience. So,
and that's one of the things that I teach in Speaker Academy Elite when we're working through that is, and I say this all the time in you always say the DSV, this is the LLM version or whatever. Anyway, but how I always say it is, you have to get your message from here, which is in front of you on paper. You've got to get it from in here, from here to here. Yeah. Once it goes from here and then it passes through the head space and then it gets here, girl, you can deliver that message however you want, wherever you want. Take things, add things, get things thrown at you, and it doesn't matter. But so many people, like you said, they were still here. And it's like, oh, we got to get it inside. That's where the magic happens. And that's what I love teaching people and have been teaching people for so many years, because as some of you may or may not know, I've had a lot of success in the pageant world. And a lot of that is about how you interview. How do you present yourself on stage? How do you connect with an audience in 30 to 60 seconds? And that's all you have, you know, so there's a real art to that, but it's also a learned thing on even sitting in an interview. So this is, I mean, like an interview with someone, how do you do that and connect with that person instead of sounding like you're an encyclopedia and you're just rambling off facts? So anyway, so what was the third thing that you learned?
So the third thing is make the main thing, which I translate to concise. So confidence, connect, and concise. Most speakers have much more to share than they are aware. And it's very tempting to try to cram it all in.
Yes.
Well, you're going to lose your audience when you do that. Mm-hmm. So to have a single point, or like Lisa teaches, you've got your signature keynote. And if it's 15 minutes, or if it's 30 minutes, or if it's an hour, it's still the main thing. It's still concise. It's still clear.
Yeah.
You're simply expanding on the original premise as time would allow. And that also is something that, let's say you are slated as a keynote and they told you your agreement, your contract, we've got you down for an hour. Well, the people who've gone before you are not as professional as you, and they've all run over time, and they come to you and they're like, we just cut you to 30 minutes. When you have your message ingrained in you, you can still deliver your complete Absolutely. Message in half the time. Absolutely. Because like Lisa said, it's in here.
Yes.
And you
yes. know. And then also the way I teach it in there, it's really easy because of the way we lay it out. So it's like, oh, we can pull that. That's what I've always said. It makes it so easy to very quickly, whatever you need to do, you know? And so another thing that I want to tell you, because I know we've talked about this of the importance of, let's just say they don't want to be on a stage. They don't want to go up there and own a stage. They don't want to be a speaker, but they've written a book, or they're in a business where they have to, you know, go out and talk to people about their business, right? Mm-hmm. So this just happened to you not too long ago, where you had an opportunity come, right? To where it's like, okay, wow, I have an opportunity to do this news thing. We're out of nowhere, right? And just explain the importance, because this is another thing that I think people don't understand. It's really getting your message where you can own it. Mm-hmm. And you know it, and it's laid out in a way that people want to hear it, because so many people will start, and I know you had some success just really recently with how you presented, but they'll present in a way that doesn't grab their audience's heart or doesn't connect. And so you might think you're okay, I'm just going to go out and talk about my book. But yet, if it's not something that people want to hear, doesn't seem of interest, you're going to lose them.
Yeah.
But there's a way of really connecting no matter what that book is. So tell us, you don't have to talk about the specifics or anything. I don't want to do that. But just how being prepared really sets you up for that moment when you are all of a sudden you do get the interview or you do get the news media or whatever.
Yeah. So one of the things that you really helped me with, Lisa, is becoming crystal clear. If you had to say what your unique selling proposition, your value proposition, your mission statement, fill in the blank, if you had to communicate that in one sentence, what would it be? Not filled with a bunch of kitschy, catchy words, but clear, concise, direct. I help blank, blank. And when you are approached with an opportunity, and I was given, you know, I was pitched this opportunity, and I was told, you can think about it if you want to. I was so clear in my message. Yeah. I told them, I don't need to think about it. And here's why. And I shared my statement with them, which only reaffirmed to them that they asked the right person. Right. So it was really a win-win. I didn't get all tongue-tied and, well, you know, I kind of, and.
And we all, and we've been there.
Boom.
Yes.
Here it is.
Yes. That's, I love it, because we, and you and I and everyone, we've been there to where it's like, well, you know, and you start going on in your head because you're not quite clear on things. Been there myself many times, and recent, you know, there's just when you're trying to maneuver into a new lane. But man, when you got it right, when it's just there, it's just like flows. And so, and that's what we like to help with Speaker Academy Elite, is really honing in on that and going from here in front of us to here in our heart. So anyway, I'm super excited about it. And I just really wanted to share, I want to use this time with people, like sharing successes that people have, because I'm super proud of you. I mean, we've been friends for quite a few years, and you know, some of the things that you've been sharing with me lately, and just, I think, well, yesterday we were both running around the house. So it's just super cool things that happen and how we're prepared for the moment. So, so anyway, I just want to thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to tell these wonderful people that are listening to this wonderful Facebook Live that we're having?
I just really want to encourage everyone who's listening. There's a message inside you.
Yes.
And the way that you're going to make an impact and have an influence is when you are crystal clear on it. And with that clarity, you're going to attract people. You're going to be able to better serve people and help them have their aha moments. So if you're brand new to speaking, if you've been doing it for over 20, close to 30 years, as long as you still have a message, there's still room for growth.
Absolutely.
Because times, they are a-changing. And Amen. The way we deliver on Zoom versus the way we deliver on a platform versus the way we deliver on a live feed, those subtle nuances make a
so
big
good.
Difference. And she didn't ask me to do this. I'm going to embarrass her. She can kill me later. Lisa is the woman who will help you figure it out.
Lisa
will not give up on you. She will push you. She will encourage you. She will equip you, and you will be a better speaker from having allowed her to work with you.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I didn't know you were going to say that, but thank you.
I'm sneaky.
And you are, but that's great. Well, thank you, Daphne, for being here with me. This has been such a fun first Facebook Live with this topic. And so we thank everybody for being here. If you have any questions for Daphne or myself, be sure to drop it in the comment. We're happy to answer anything you have. So y'all have a great day.
Bye for now.
Thanks, Daph.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.